What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. This is Westminster Shorter Catechism number 1. What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And that one, together with the Heidelberg Catechism number 1, which begins, what is your only comfort in life and death? And the answer is that I'm not my own, but belong with body and soul, both in life and death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, and so on. These two questions and these two answers are probably the most well-known reformational catechism questions and answers. And both of them are so profound. Just think about what a difference it would make if we could remember those two questions and answers and really have them before us all through the day, each and every day. What a difference it would make in our lives. With the Westminster Shorter Catechism, the statement that man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever, it's really getting at what we were created for and what we were deemed for. And it is to know God, in a word. And that's a very simple statement, but when you think about it, it's really profound and it's really life-changing. When you think that the God of all the universe, the God who is eternal, the God who is self-existent, who has all power, all knowledge, furthermore, the God who needs nothing, the God who, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is fully blessed and glorious and fully joyous in and of Himself, has not only created all things, but has created you. Has created you in particular. And knit you together in your mother's womb, exactly you, every part of you, to know this living God. You think about how different we are. We're finite. We're completely dependent. God is eternal. He's self-existent. And yet He has made us in particular, each one of us, to know Him. And to enjoy Him. And in this way, to glorify Him. It tells us in Jeremiah chapter 9, thus says the Lord, let not the mighty man glory in his wisdom, nor let the wise man, nor let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But God is not saying don't glory. He's not saying don't boast. He's not saying don't be proud in the good sense of something. He just says you need to glory and boast in the right thing, and it's this, that He understands and knows me. Everything in this life, God presides over. Everything that comes into your life, God presides over. Every hardship that you face, every difficulty, every joy is tailor-made by God so that you would know Him more and would become more like Him as you follow in His footsteps, as you walk with Him through this life. This is all just another way of saying that God made us to be His sons and daughters, and He saved us to return us to that status. In Romans 8:15, Paul says, you have not received through Christ a spirit of bondage again to fear, but a spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And this is supposed to color and shape everything we do, everything we think, and everything we feel in life. So this is just a wonderful truth. Carry it with you all the time. You were made and you were saved so that you may know God, that you may glorify Him, that you may enjoy Him forever.